This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, you know what that means. It means, once again, time to talk cars, and more specifically, problems you're having with your car, your truck, your van, and you know you need to bring it in for service, and you're a little hesitant about that. You don't know what could be ailing. Well, I'll tell you what. Nick Stoffel, who runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul, will give you a little analysis over the radio about what you might expect. And you don't have to be a gearhead or motorhead to call in or ask a question. If you drive a car or a truck or whatever the case may be and are having problems, call us or text us. Either way, here's the one number for either, 651-461-9226. Let's say good morning to Nick Stoffel, ASE Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Denny.
How are you and things at the – well, I was at the Lloyd's this past week getting an oil change and having my battery in my wife's vehicle checked out. All things seem to be pretty good. A busy place, I'll tell you. I mean, I don't have to tell you that. You run the place, but it was hopping there the other day.
It sure was, and it does most days, as you know. And we had your old friend had stopped and said hi, too, you had mentioned.
Oh, yes, Dan. I was sitting there talking to Jimmy and Ben, and I suddenly Dan Burns came in, and we talked to health issues, as more mature guys do these days. And it was good to see Dan. I hadn't seen Dan for quite a few months. But, yeah, you like you tell us, he shows up once in a while.
Yeah, no, he's there often. If we have people off and on vacation, he'll come in and fill in, and kind of he's our utility guy that kind of helps us keep things moving when we're shorthanded.
Yeah, he can still get it done, can't he?
He can. It's pretty amazing. You know, he's, what's it been, 4 years, 4.5 years, and he's still there when we need him, which I can't appreciate more. I can't tell you how much we appreciate it also, because when we get the heat of the summer and we got more cars we know what to do with, and you have someone that's willing to come in and give us a hand, it helps us get a few more people back on the road.
Absolutely. Now, what is the situation like? You and I talk about it, Dan and I have talked about it over the years, as far as the job of a technician or an auto mechanic. That's a good gig. We talked about that, but is there still a need for that position?
There's absolutely a need. You know, I don't know the exact numbers, but I know there's a shortage. There's a, like a lot of industries, there's a large segment that's retiring the next handful of years. So there's going to be a backlog of work and people needing to fill those voids. And, you know, I know that technical schools are doing better. The enrollments are up, which is good. And, you know, I think that we've come to learn that a lot of these trades are really good jobs. You know, you can be 2 years out of high school making a livable wage, saving for retirement, which isn't a priority when you're 18, I know, but it helps as life goes along to have started when you're younger. It makes your life a lot easier as you go along. So it's a great opportunity. The cars are ever-changing, you know, electric cars, hybrid vehicles. There's a lot of technology. There's a lot more computerization, programming, software. And there's still the mechanical, lefty, loosey, righty, tighty stuff that we deal with, obviously. But it has ever changed. You know, I've been doing this since I was 15, which has been a few years. And the cars have definitely changed. And, you know, you look at the cars on the road even more today, so, you know, versus yesterday, and they keep getting more and more technical. And it's fascinating because we learn something every day. There's never the same, I mean, there are the same problems, but there's always a new problem that we need to figure out and find an efficient way to fix it and keep people moving.
And it, like you said, you've got to, things are constantly changing. So you and your crew and those folks in that business, the technicians, you get updated like other people in different professions, the health profession, for example. So you always are getting tested and updated, I know. I tell you what, if you have any kind of a car care question, maybe there's a question you always wanted to ask a mechanic, you can call in or text in, but do it earlier rather than later. Nick will be with us for about another 30 minutes or so. So don't wait. Let's hear from you. 651-461-9226. Here's an issue that we get from time to time, and we've got to make sure that this is corrected. It's a 2016 Caravan. Radio is working intermittently. Another one of those intermittent questions. Do you ever run into a usual cause for a radio that works here and there?
You know, not typically. Unfortunately, most often dealing with the radio, as soon as you eliminate a power source issue or ground issue or an antenna issue, you know, the things that connect to it, oftentimes it's contained within the unit itself. There's not a whole lot of repairing you can do. Due to the replacement, you know, that vehicle has a few years on it, so there might be a used one available out in the world there. So I would, you know, have someone first off check the powers, check the ground, make sure they have a good antenna connection. If you've proven all those items, start maybe looking into a used one, see what's out there and see the cost and kind of make the decision based on that if it's worthwhile. Personally, I think it is because you need to have WCCO available at all times. So yeah, you need to get that radio fixed as soon as possible.
Yeah, we can't have that for sure. Looking at the texts coming in, again, the 651-461-9226. Love to hear from you. Here is a 2021 BMW X5. One of the headlights has quite a bit of moisture in it, the texter says. Any idea how to clear it?
You know, that's another tough one. Typically what happens is the housing is going to be like a black plastic, and then obviously the lens is clear. Well, there's an adhesive and a sealant that puts those together. Once you get moisture in there, oftentimes very difficult to get out. And once it's in there, it might mean there's a leak and there'll be additional. So the only thing we can really do is remove the headlight bulb itself, inspect that sealing surface, make sure it's clean, tight. You could try to maybe put some compressed air through there to try to get some airflow to dry it out some. The heat of the bulb also will help with that, obviously. But you can reinstall the bulb, make sure it's tight. You can try to inspect for any kind of crack or any kind of moisture or seal issue along the edges there, but ultimately it might just be the fact that lens has a leak in it now, and you're not going to be able to get that repaired necessarily.
We've talked about it from time to time. It's pretty doggone expensive if you need to replace a headlight assembly just to get at it.
Even the bulb, you know, some vehicles, yeah, you know, the bulbs are very accessible. There's some vehicles that bumper shield or cover needs to come off. So, you know, we've always said that vehicles are designed to be assembled, not repaired. In some cases, that's very true. But you're right. You know, some of these headlights have adaptive headlighting, the LED lighting. So those assemblies can be hundreds of dollars. So you want to keep a close eye on if you see a problem. You know, when you're in, mention something, maybe there's a possible way to seal it up a little bit. But typically, once we see that, there's you know, really no way to get that fixed.
If you have any kind of a car care question for Nick, why don't you call us or text us, either one, 651-461-9226. We'll come back and grab some more text messages from you on this Saturday morning from News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. Okay. That disembodied voice. Something new. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC certified technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive, answering any kind of a car care question you might have this morning. Call us, text us, 651-461-9226. Nick, let's get back to the text messages. Here's a Jeep Cherokee, doesn't say what year, but it's not blowing air out of the outside vents on the driver and passenger side. The inside vents work fine, I think. What do they mean, the recycling versus the exterior? What could be going on there?
Well, oftentimes when we have poor airflow out of certain portions, whether it's the floor, defrost, the vents. There's these actuator motors that kind of control where the air goes. So when you move the lever or the switch to designate where you want the airflow to go, if it doesn't necessarily follow, might mean one of a couple things, that the switch itself isn't signaling that information, or the motor that's receiving that information isn't capable of working, possibly because electrically that motor has failed, or sometimes, you know, there's plastic gears in there, there's a plastic lever that unfortunately can break. So if it's an accessible actuator, which means, you know, from underneath on the dash or on the floor of the vehicle, some of those actuators are very accessible. Unfortunately, some of them are not. So, you know, what I would do in this situation was I would try the different modes, you know, see if I have floor, if I have defrost. Listen, if you hear any kind of clicking or clacking, might be a good sign that there's something broken or cracked in there. Make note of that. Obviously, share that with your shop when you bring it in, and then they can look and see which motors are affected by that, where they're located, give you an idea on the cost, and you can decide, you know, do I really need these outside vents working or not? And then you'll make that decision at that point.
Yeah, good point. Let us grab a phone call this morning, Nick, from Florida. Warren is on the horn calling in. Hey, Warren, what part of Florida are you calling from?
Wesley Chapel is on the Gulf Coast by Tampa.
Oh, sure. How's the weather?
It's warmer than heck. It's in the 90s.
Summer every day. A lot of critters, too. Warren, how can thanks for listening and calling in. What can we help you with?
I got a 2017 Malibu, Chevy Malibu Turbo, the four-cylinder, and I got, 45,000 miles on it. But about a week ago, the check engine light came on. So I took it into the Chevrolet dealer and they looked it over, and it was full of carbon on the fuel injection. So I had them do the injection cleaning in that. It says right on the gas cap, premium fuel recommended. So I just wondered what I could do next time so I don't have that same problem.
So what happens on a lot of the later model vehicles, with the evolution of vehicles, now we have something called direct injection, which means that the fuel injector is now right in that combustion chamber is where all the action is happening. So it can spray the correct amount of fuel needed, which obviously helps with emissions, fuel economy, and such. Previously, we had port injection. What that means is that the fuel injection was actually behind the scenes, meaning behind that intake valve. So every time that the fuel injector fired, part of that valve would get wet with fuel, which would keep it clean. That no longer happens now, and now we all have that fresh air, which will have some carbon and some other things there that will start to build up and collect on the back of those valves. So periodically now, every few years or so many thousands of miles, we might run into issues where those intake valves are getting carboned up, as we call them. And the only true way to do it is try to get in there and physically clean them, which is not very effective or costly or cost effective. Or there's some chemical kits that can go out there and help kind of remove all that carbon, clean it up, and keep it breathing, essentially. So what happens is as the carbon builds, the airflow into the combustion chamber of the engine is limited, which makes it hard for it to breathe, which will make it for inefficient running, check engine light, drivability issues. So unfortunately, what fuel you put in the vehicle doesn't affect that. It's design, it's how it's designed, and it's just another maintenance item we need to do from time to time to keep them clean.
All right. Thanks, Warren. Appreciate the call. 651-461-9226. I was thinking the Florida's a ways off, but folks who are a little closer to home, and I know you get a lot of customers that drive from Iowa to a lot of different places to get service at Lloyd's Automotive. How do we find you guys for folks that need the help at Lloyd's?
Yeah, you're right. We do have a really good customer base. People drive from all corners, it seems like, to come visit us, which we appreciate. But keep in mind, too, there's a lot of places close to you, too, that can take care of you, help you. And if you have a question, you can always call us, and we'll help. 651-228-1316. And if you're in St. Paul on Grand Avenue, stop and say hi. We're at 982 Grand Avenue, which is the corner of Grand and Chatsworth. And finally, please check out our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
We will remind our listeners of that information before you take your leave, which is about 7:45 or so this morning. Again, call us or text us with your car care question for Nick, 651-461-9226. Texter says this, my auto stop and start is not working in my 2015 Jeep. That's all they say here in the text. What's the issue there?
The quick answer is I think it needs a battery. Cars are very smart, as we covered earlier. It'll identify, realize that the voltage isn't what it wants, and some of them have an auxiliary battery too. So some of these start-stop vehicles are equipped with two batteries, a small one and then their traditional battery. But if it sees the voltage not where it wants, it's doing its best to protect you by not leaving you stranded. I'm sure there's an indicator or warning on the dash. You can continue to drive as you are, but at your next appointment, mention that. Have them do a little testing to confirm. But I suspect you have a battery getting weak, and this is kind of your heads up that something's coming down the road that you don't want to have a problem with. So I would have that looked at.
I was asking when I had the oil change in my wife's vehicle the other day at Lloyd's to check that battery, because during the winter when we had some real sub-zero, and it's hardly driven at all. And unfortunately, the battery it didn't start. Well, I put the battery tender on it. And it was fine, and it's been fine since, even how little it's been driven. Of course, it's warm now. But after I talked to the folks there at Lloyd's, they said it's probably good for about another year. It was installed in 2021 at Lloyd's. So that's kind of typical, isn't it, for 4 or 5 years, I guess. I guess you can get more, but it's kind of typical from what you've said.
Yeah, I think that's a fair number. Obviously, cars are so different. Batteries are ever-changing also, like everything. And so we will see them go a little bit longer in some cases, but unfortunately there's some cases where we might only see 3 years. So it really depends on driving habits, make, model, the conditions. If the vehicle's in somewhat of a climate-controlled garage overnight, that'll help it also. So there's a lot of little variables over the course of a couple few years that really affect how that life of that battery lasts.
But if a vehicle is not being driven a lot, is that kind of a good sense if you have a little battery tender to hook that up and doesn't hurt it and kind of keeps it alive?
Yeah, no, I agree, especially if it's not driven very often. And as long as you have a system created, so remember you have that tender, you have the hood open or the cord running across, yeah, so you don't forget it and back out of the garage and have some cords following you down the road. But I think it's a very good product. A lot of folks that store a classic vehicle over the winter months will use them, and I do think it helps that battery last a longer life cycle.
Very good. Again, 651-461-9226, 2017 GMC Yukon Denali. Dashboard lights dim at times and eventually go back to bright and legible. What is up with this, texter wants to know.
That's a good one. I'm going to use my standard response. Let's check powers and grounds. If we have a poor ground connection, meaning that the power's not making so all the way through the circuit, it's going to limit, what it can do. So the lighting's going to be dimmer. So that's the first thing that we'd look at. A lot of things are computer controlled, so I wonder if there's some sort of backfeed there, meaning that the power's being routed the wrong direction to the wrong spot, which can also affect the lighting. So the first thing we would do is obviously check power sources. You get the voltmeter out, get a wiring schematic, find those points, test them, and then kind of work backwards there. Oftentimes we'll run into electrical issues, and you can print out the diagram. It can be 6 to 8 pages long, which goes from the front to the rear of the vehicle. And the best thing to do is find the easiest places to find a testing spot and check that. And as soon as you check that spot, you can eliminate whether it's before that or after that, and you just kind of keep process of elimination, kind of narrow it down to a certain area of the vehicle, a certain component. At that point, you can kind of key on what's wrong and make a recommendation.
All right. Nick, hang on. We're going to take a break. And for that forecast, a lot of smoke out there. It's going to be that way, looks like, until the air quality alert goes into effect now, until Monday morning at 9. So we'll get your weather details coming along in just a moment. In the meantime, if you have a car care question for Nick, by all means, call us. Text us, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830, this is WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our car care show. Denny Long here, along with ASC certified technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. And we have a bunch of text messages to help out folks here. So let's get back to it, Nick. This one, interesting. I think this may be a first. What does Lloyd's do with replacement parts taken from a vehicle during maintenance? Spark plugs, discs, rotors, wiper blades, headlights, and filters, etc. Are most of them recycled? Good question.
We try to, obviously. We have a, I guess we can call him a scrap guy that comes by a couple times a week, and we kind of save all those recyclable parts off to the side. And, you know, batteries are recycled, obviously. Tires, we have outfit and the oil. So everything we can save, realistically, we try to do that because it's, you know, no need to fill the landfill with more stuff. And there's a lot of good use for a lot of these items. So we do make a great effort to recycle and save what we can and try to help, you know, do our part.
Yeah, you do. Good question. Let's grab a phone call this morning. Laura is calling in from, I believe, Annandale this morning. Thank you, Laura. What is your question for Nick?
Okay, I have a 2013 Honda Civic, and it every once in a while, it doesn't do it every time, but when I step on the gas, it hesitates a little bit before it kicks in.
Well, you know, a hesitation, a couple of different directions. We start to wonder when you depress the gas pedal, there's a butterfly at that throttle body. If that's a carbon up or a little dirty there, it's a nice little surface to have that clean. That can affect that initial airflow into the engine. We start to wonder, you know, maintenance-wise, you know, we just heard somebody mention the word spark plugs. You know, if something there is if a slight misfire, if something's getting worn. You know, when we first hit the gas pedal, there's an initial stress on the engine. You know, you're asking for the fuel, you're asking for a spark, asking for air. All these things need to happen all at the same time. So sometimes if something's off just a little bit, maybe it's not enough to make it run very poorly or have a check engine light or something like that, but it might be enough to give you that slight hesitation. So it might be due just for a little bit of maintenance. So next time you're in for service, mention to them, like, hey, here's what's happening. Try to make some notes of exactly the drive cycle so they can duplicate that drive cycle to experience the same thing you're feeling there and make a recommendation based on that.
Very good. Thank you for the call. 651-461-9226. We still have time for your call or text. Another texter sent in, also drive in Malibu. We had that question earlier. Would a fuel additive for injector cleaning be advised? If so, how often?
You know, you can, you know, people ask a lot about those aftermarket products, and I think there's some very good products on the market. Usually my standard response would be, you know, take price in consideration, see what the product is doing. As maintenance, those products oftentimes are just fine. But, you know, the line goes, you cannot repair a vehicle out of a can. So if something has failed or broken or not working as designed, likely it'll need something more than a product you can, you know, dump into the oil or dump into the fuel tank. Now, those, like I said, those additives can help clean, maintain, but they're not going to fix it if you have a problem. So take that for what it's worth. Do some research and do what's best for you in your pocketbook.
I'm not sure how long it's been, Nick, since you've worked on a carbureted car, but here's a question for you. A 1969 Cutlass. Texter says, after not driving for 2 weeks, I need to pour gas in the carb to start. Any thoughts?
Well, the bowl, which is where the fuel is being held, is drying up. So we needed to figure out why that is. Is the fuel bleeding back down? Is it evaporating? I wouldn't think it'd evaporate in 2 weeks. Now, the hard part is to get somebody to remember how to figure that out and repair that. And, you know, there's still a few folks in town, so if you can get online and look around a little bit. It's not something that we do. We just don't have the daily practice at it. You know, it's something that, like you said, it's years, you know, a couple decades since we've had carbureted vehicles. But my suspicion there is that we're losing the fuel out of the bowl. We just have to figure out why and what to do to fix it.
Okay. This listener, Nick, just had the transmission replaced on their 2020 Silverado under warranty. They put in a remanufactured transmission. Their question is this transmission as good as the original, do you think?
Yes. You know, the word remanufactured, which essentially, you know, through the manufacturer, that's all that you're going to get. They don't have on the shelf a new transmission per se, it's going to be remanufactured, and there's nothing wrong. That thing's been completely disassembled. The casing, which is really the main part that's reused, doesn't really have any wear or tear. It's all those internal parts that have all the wear and tear and any issues. So I assure you, I know it probably comes with a, you know, off the top of my head, it's probably a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. So you're probably, or maybe even a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty. So you're probably covered. So you don't, no need to worry. Just go and drive your vehicle like you normally would.
Normally you. Now, here you're going to have to play a therapist or a discussion between a husband and wife. Having a discussion, texter says, with my husband in regards to waiting in line at a gas station, is it better to sit with the car running or to turn it off? My husband is saying you burn more gas turning it off and on. your thoughts, really enjoy the show. Okay, what would you say?
Well, the safest answer is she's right. No,
yes.
Unmeasurable. You know, it's unmeasurable. So someone's going to argue and say, well, geez, if you're stopping and starting, you're going to have more wear and tear on the starter. You know, there's a lot of thoughts, but if the line's so long that I have to think about that, I'm going somewhere else to get fuel. I don't have the kind of patience for that. So, I don't think it's measurable. I would just do whatever causes less stress in the car with the two of you in there.
And we get the same question with those vehicles with the auto stop start, right?
We do, and that's kind of the same idea. The car's doing it itself, and I don't think it's measurable to see how much fuel you're using or how much wear and tear you're having on it. You know, this is happening a few times. This isn't like this is your constant daily routine. So you're getting fuel on a particular time. The line is extra long. I don't think you can measure it, and I don't think it's going to make a difference on the life of the vehicle.
Okay. 2018 F-150. Texter says, when my travel trailer is connected, occasionally the truck turns over slowly or temporarily won't start. That starts with a jump. The AutoStore tester said the battery and alternator are good. Starter failed, but the truck starts fine when the trailer is off the truck. That's a mystery. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to use my typical response where we'd get to check the schematic, the wiring. Something is somehow related there. They're sharing some sort of power or ground. Maybe it's a signal issue more than anything. You know, obviously that trailer's not taking any power when we're not, the brake lights on the trailer are not sufficient or significant enough. So I think that's a fair thing to look into, especially if you're using the trailer often and you're often when we go have a travel trailer, we're going to places where there's not much help. So I would probably say before I take a long trip on that, I'd probably, talk to your shop or your dealership and say, hey, here's my situation. Can I bring it in with the trailer? Make sure they have the space and the timing to do that. And so they can experience that with you and try to figure out why that's happening.
Another question that kind of was based, I think, on an earlier question about recycling. A listener wants to know what happens to all the old oil that gets taken out after oil changes.
Well, we have a tank that contains it. And my good friend Paul, who shows up like magic every 2 weeks to suck that tank out so it doesn't overflow. There's an outfit that we use out of Mankato. They recycle the oil. And they take it, and I honestly don't know where it goes or how it's processed. But it's a whole system out there. Same with tires. We have an outfit that collects tires and they recycle those. Obviously the batteries get turned back in for cores. So, we really make all the effort we can, to reduce, reuse, recycle. That's kind of the idea. And I think if you make minimal efforts, it's not that hard once the systems are in place. And like I said, my good friend Paul shows up every 2 weeks like clockwork and sucks that tank out, and we're ready to change more oil. So it's a perfect system.
Outstanding, yeah. It was great seeing you and your crew this last week. Always fun at Lloyd's. Now, for those folks, again, who maybe missed the information and need help from Lloyd's Automotive, how do we find you?
Yes, sir. You can always reach us for any questions you might have, 651-228-1316. If you're in St. Paul, we're on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, two blocks east of Lexington Parkway. And then finally, do check out our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
What do you say we try this again next week?
I think we're starting to get a hand of things. Let's do it.
Yeah. Exercise is everything. Okay. Nick, have a great week, and we'll see you there at Lloyd's. Nick Stoffel at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.